Hey, it's Danny D with Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. And today I'm joined by the Associate Professor of Orthopedic Surgery at Northwestern Medicine, Dr. Linda Silliman. Thanks again for chatting with me.
Hi, thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. And Dr. Silliman, you were the first Black woman at Northwestern University to graduate from the Orthopedic Surgery Residency Program. Such a big deal. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm not sure I wanted to be the first, to be honest.
I know that's right. And Dr. Silliman, how did this spark your interest in advocacy for diversity and inclusion in medical education?
Yeah, I think from my experience in orthopedic surgery, I still to this day will say I don't think I would have become an orthopedic surgeon had I not went to Howard University for medical school and being in a historically Black college and university, because I don't think I realized the disparity in the workforce in orthopedic surgery when it comes to women and racial and ethnic minorities in the specialty. So it was actually, you know, sort of a wake-up call to me that this actually was not the everyday norm of having orthopedic surgeons who look like you until I went on my rotations as a medical student to other institutions. But, you know, you really have to find the institution that's going to support you. And that's why I'm sort of forever thankful that I trained here at Northwestern Medicine. It was a phenomenal learning environment, phenomenal mentors, and not just mentors, but sponsors, which I think is uniquely critical if you're in academic medicine, is having people who are going to give you opportunities to really shine. And so that's why it's always been so important to me to be visible so that others feel that they can be an orthopedic surgeon one day, because our patients ultimately is who needs us.
Without a doubt. And Dr. Silliman, as you are now a physician, why is it so important to inspire the next generation of African-American healthcare professionals?
So I think it's critical to inspire the next generation because we still are seeing vast health disparities across all of medicine. I don't think there's any one particular avenue of medicine or subspecialty that is shielded from the health disparities that we're seeing and the inequities that we're seeing in healthcare delivery. And so, you know, what we've seen is that patients, and I can only speak on behalf of joint replacement patients, is that Black patients tend to have worse radiographic, you know, x-rays of arthritis, yet are the smallest group to actually get a joint replacement. And so there's a population in need and not actually coming to get the surgery. And I think a large part in that is that there's not representation within our specialty of African-American orthopedic surgeons. So I think it's imperatively clear that we have to advance representation within all of our medical subspecialties so that we can appropriately take care of all patients.
And again, great information today. Thank you. This is Danny D with Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. And I'm here with the Associate Professor of Orthopedic Surgery at Northwestern Medicine, Dr. Silliman. Now, what is Northwestern Medicine doing to expose students of color to healthcare professions?
So the beauty of what Northwestern Medicine is doing is really starting early. And we've got many community partnerships as well as pathway programs all the way down to middle school. So middle schoolers in our communities here in Chicago are seeing Northwestern Medicine physicians of color. And it really takes that one time to see someone who looks like you to believe that I can be a doctor one day or I can be a surgeon one day. And you have to start early. We have a formal high school program in which orthopedic surgery hosted 2 summers ago with Westinghouse Prep School, which is a high school that's really STEM focused, and having students spend a whole month in the orthopedic surgery space, and students who are of color or who are women, so that when they're thinking about a career in medicine, they're thinking about how to get there.
Always important to start early. And Dr. Silliman, as a Black healthcare professional, what challenges do you face and how have you worked to overcome them?
Yeah, I think early on, the most common question I would get is, wait, are you the surgeon? And that was from a multitude of individuals. And I remember, you know, I'd walk into a patient's room with one of my residents who is a white male, and they're looking at my resident who's an intern. So I think that hits you hard. It is really commanding the space and trying to prove that you are the surgeon or you are the doctor. But I think constantly trying to prove yourself is what students, residents, fellows, and even as attendings sort of feel on a day-to-day basis. What I always say is you got to be in the right environment. And that's what I think is the beauty of Northwestern Medicine, is that it's such a multidisciplinary approach where it's a whole team taking care of you. And I think we all sort of respect each other's roles and positions.
So to wrap things up, Dr. Silliman, why is it so important to advocate for the next generation of Black healthcare workers?
I think if we want to fight health disparities and truly address the health inequities that we're facing on a day-to-day basis, we have to have representation in our healthcare providers. And I think that's just imperative. We have to be comfortable seeing our surgeon, our doctor.
That absolutely matters. And Dr. Suleiman, you've been amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.